Now another program training kids for a different kind of career in the arts. Instead of learning to dance or sing, students in one Dallas area school district are learning to play music over the airwaves. NPR's Wade Goodwin has their story.
Keeping you in touch with your
Although it has a signal that reaches most of Dallas, KEOM broadcasts from Mesquite, Texas, just east of the city. The first time you happen to land on it driving in your car, it takes a while before you begin to notice it sounds a little different.
Now let's head over with Bailey for your traffic.
Thanks, Elizabeth. In Dallas on I-35 Stimmons Freeway, northbound between Martha.
What is this?
Boulevard,
bring your kid to work
Avenue.
Day?
Keep it here on KEOM for more Metro Network's traffic updates.
This is Mesquite Schools Radio, 88.5 KEOM, Mesquite, Texas.
Owned and operated by the Mesquite School District, KEOM exists for the sole purpose of training high school students in the art of radio. 17-year-old seniors Bailey Wilson and Lauren Green man the microphones 11 to 1 weekdays. For Green and Wilson, speaking to 200,000 fellow Texans at any given moment is both exhilarating and, as any practitioner of live radio will tell you, occasionally mortifying.
Okay, so Bailey had to go on for traffic, and so I put her traffic stuff into the computer, and it disappeared. So, you know, I put it in again and put it in again. Yeah. Turns out, like, all of them registered. And so once she did the traffic, they, like, kept going back to the traffic bed because I had put it in so many times. And so Ms. Brooks and Mr. Frazee were in here panicking, like, pressing buttons. And I'm like, sorry.
Listening to KEOM can be a bit like watching NASCAR. Something spectacular could be just around the next corner. But Wilson says their audience, mostly aged 30 to 50, rarely complains. Instead, listeners call in and tease and laugh.
People know we're student DJs. They know, basically, they know we're bound to screw it up.
I bet that you haven't had your fill of fun American facts today. Well, if you tune to KEOM every day at 7:45 and 11:45 in the morning, I will guarantee that you will learn something quite interesting about your country.
To get on the air, you have to audition, and if you're passed, you're off to a class called Radio 1.
Okay. What was that?
That was definitely a promo for one of the features that we've got.
Okay. What makes you think that it was definitely a promo?
Camille Turner takes her students through their paces, but in the age of the iPod, does terrestrial radio still have any relevance to young people's lives? Isn't this like training them to be steel workers or something? Peggy Brooks, the station manager, says no. KEOM students are still going on to successful careers in broadcasting, iPod notwithstanding.
Most don't, but they will tell us that this benefited them in their current career. If we were to average it out, I would say probably at least one student for every year that we've been broadcasting has gone on to do something in the industry.
There's no advertising. KEOM's air is thick with community bulletin board announcements, the Texas State Radio Network news, weather, traffic, and that old school groove. The music is a cornucopia of the 1970s. Motown, rock, folk, disco. From Karen Carpenter to Parliament Funkadelic, a mishmash that ironically would never have been played together on a single station back in the 70s. The student DJs say they absolutely would not listen to this stuff of their own volition, but being forced to day after day, Bailey Wilson describes its insidious effect on her musical tastes.
Some of it's like, oh, I know this song, and then you're singing it, and pretty soon you like most of the stuff on here.
88.5 KEOM.
For individuals of a certain age who might have embarrassing pictures somewhere that involve 4-inch heels, tight-fitting polyester, and a certain John Travolta pose, KEOM is a missive from their youth. Teenage DJs spinning the songs their parents listened to when they were teenagers. I'm Wade Goodwin, rocking to the 70s in Dallas.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.